This is the Nerdy Old Men Podcast, recognized by City View Magazine as best of the best in podcasts. And here are your hosts, the Old Bald Man Chad and Redneck Wes.
Good morning, everybody, or evening, or afternoon, or night, or whenever it is you're listening to our amazing voices.
Yes.
Welcome back.
I forgot how good this sounds.
The Nerdy Old Man Podcast. Wes is in the house, and it's so much better than being remote.
It is. I'm hoping to remember how everything works.
You're just talking to the
thing. Now we're sitting here in Chad's man cave,
which is empty. Well, not completely.
It's the first time I've seen it since you got rid of it.
But I am rebuilding things up. I've got my boxes of bolt action stuff that came, one thing from Amazon, and the rest of the stuff from actually from Warlord Games that creates bolt action, which is World War II tabletop miniature war game. And the company is in Nottingham, England. And to tell you how slow Amazon is right now, I ordered both of these orders on the same day. And they arrived on the same day. So, yeah, that's, good job there, Bezos. Okay.
He's trying to figure out how to go back to outer space.
Yeah, that's true. And then I also bought my very first 1/35th scale model, well, first in a long time, from Tamiya, which apparently is like the military model company, right?
Okay.
So I have this idea that I stole from, and I mentioned it before, that I stole from a YouTube guy where he was mixing World War II German stuff with like supernatural things.
Yes. Well, the Germans were very into like
well,
the
supernatural. That's my understanding. So I bought a, what is it again? Let's see. Kubelwagen, which I think is just neat to say. I don't know if that's right. I know we have somebody in Germany that listens to us, so tell me how bad that pronunciation was. But a Kubelwagen Type 82, it looks like
An APC.
Yeah, it's just like a, you know, it's a little vehicle, a little soft shell vehicle. But I'm excited to do that stuff because I paint predominantly Star Wars Legion stuff. I've still got Nathan's crap ton of stormtroopers.
I don't know. There's a lot of stormtroopers on the table right now.
I'm getting there.
I feel safe though because they can't hit me.
I know. I hate painting stormtroopers. Are such a pain. But
Black and white, two colors, man. Come on.
But there's like I want to do it halfway decent. So anyway, there's I'm so used to doing those that I love to go back and paint like a D&D miniature sometimes. Just to have a different, you know, just something different.
Yeah.
And to be able to do something of a larger scale, like these 1/35th scales, and then the bolt action stuff, which is about the same scale as Legion. But I'm excited to do that, so that's pretty fun. But Wes come in here and was like, God, everything's empty.
It's gone.
And it is. There's a lot of stuff. Still got a lot of my, I mean, I don't have hardly any vintage stuff at all anymore because I decided to sell it, but I've still got a bunch of really cool stuff, but I have not rearranged anything. So there's just empty shelves in here. so
like tumbleweed.
But I did put the Pajama Monster.
Yes, Stinky.
From our buddy at Pajama Monsters. So go look at Pajama Monsters. Pajama Monsters is a great children's book, and he also makes some really awesome plushies. And we met him at a con this past year. Great stuff. So go check him out.
He's
a great dude.
I own three of those.
Yeah, because you had to get one for each of
I got one because I was like, okay, we're going to make Stinky the unofficial, which he is now the official.
Yeah, that's correct. He's a mascot.
He's the unofficial official mascot or official unofficial.
Yeah,
I can't remember like how that. We worded it. But anyways, yeah. And he was cool with it. He got a kick out of it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And so the girls, they thought he was cute, so they wanted it. So I had to get another one. And the other one saw it and wanted it, so I had to get another one, which is funny.
I think you bought the rest of them almost. He was almost out.
Stinky was the most popular of the Pajama Monsters.
Correct, yes.
He did not have a lot of them with him because he was about out of stock on those.
Right.
And we bought four.
between the two of us, yeah.
And Stinky was going fast, so he may be out of stock.
He was looking for another
supplier,
I think. So, but anyway, you can follow them on all the social media and stuff like that because it's a cool story. He's a really good guy. So go check that out. That is not sponsored.
But Stinky has a place of honor up there with the Death Star.
That's
right.
Well, right now he is. Yeah. The cat was up there too the other day. I don't know how he got up there, but he was up there with it too. So I thought that was fun. But anyway, So since last time we we recorded, which was last Friday.
Yes.
We had played another session in Ravenloft.
Yes.
Of our thing.
Because we you know, with the holidays, it kind of throws off the D&D schedule.
So Brian.
God, I love Brian.
Yeah, helicopter pilot Brian, our buddy that plays with us, is playing a druid.
Yes, he is.
That loves to wild shape. That's the right term.
He likes to wild shape and acquire properties.
Yes. Yeah, he is a wild shaping into a bear druid that is a real estate mogul in Ravenloft. So that's a fact.
Okay, now we need to set this story up.
You should probably set the story.
Okay, because Brian and I kind of have a lot of similarities when we come to attacking.
He's not as loud as you.
He's not as loud as I am, but I said a lot, not all. But like we will look at situations and be like, what can we do here?
Yes.
And so we were looking for a stone, some kind of magic stone. I don't remember all the details right off, but anyways, we got information that it was at this windmill.
Correct, yes.
And I don't know if we should give any spoilers away for anyone that's not played.
Well, probably a little bit, but we won't go into too much detail. Just the funny stuff.
Yeah. But I just want to cover because, you know, somebody else. So we're going to this windmill to look for said magical stone that we need.
Yeah.
So we get to the base of the windmill, and we're like, okay, describe it. So Scotty is describing the windmill. He's like, it's three stories, you know, and the blades are slowly turning.
Right,
he sets it perfect. And Brian and I kind of look at each other, and he goes, I'm going to wild shape into a brown bear.
Obviously.
Well, I think at first I asked if he was going to. He said, yes, I'm going to.
Obviously.
So he wild shapes into a brown bear. So my warlock cast Spider Climb on said brown bear.
Which we have done before.
We have done before.
It is a tactic from our little band of murder hobos.
He goes, you know, with my strength, I can carry two people on my back. I'm like, Chad.
So me and Michiel J, we're in.
You and J need to get on his back.
We're in.
So Brian climbs to the window on the third floor.
Right, hang on. So what you've got is a brown bear that can spider climb.
Yes.
Hanging on to him is a half-elf swashbuckler wearing a black hat with a purple feather and full plate armor.
Yes.
Then you have
an elven ranger
with his bow and everything and all of his woodland gear hanging onto the other side of the bear.
Yes.
Going up the side of this freaking windmill in Ravenloft.
So Terrence, myself, and Jason, we're going to go through the bottom, the first floor, because we'd already looked in and there was nobody on the first floor. So we're like, we'll advance. Y'all come down. We'll meet in the middle. So, which, funny aside, was
you guys never went in.
Well, actually, we did. Well,
it took a little while. Anyway, go ahead.
You know, the fact that, okay, there's a window. Okay, I'm going to crash through the window. And Scotty just offhandedly says, give me a strength test as long as you don't roll the one. Brian rolls one. But we argued the fact that he is 1,500 pounds with like two, you know.
Yeah, a couple hundred pounds. 100
pound guys on his back. You know, he should be able to go through the window. So Scotty lets him go through the window. He goes, as I go through the window, I turn myself into a werebear. So as he crashes through the glass window that is covered in dirt, because y'all couldn't see him.
Oh, right. Yeah, I didn't know what was in there. Yeah.
There are two hags dancing around the room that are totally caught off guard by this calamity that has just swallowed them. And so the battle begins. So
I combat roll.
Yes, Chad comes
in
off
full plate armor.
Which with, can be done. They've proven that.
Yes, with the swashbuckling hat, and my guy carries a scimitar and a rapier.
I would have went two rapiers.
So that's just me. Imagine this.
So Jay jumps off on the other side and draws his bow, and they're just kind of surprised.
Yeah. Someone didn't wear their brown dress today.
Yes. So while they're on the third floor doing that, Jason, Terrence, and I start moving up to the second floor where we encounter a third hag.
Yes.
And we surprise her, and Jason drops silence because hags usually have verbal components to their spells.
Yep. Good call.
So upstairs, unbeknownst to them, everything just goes silent. Yes. There's no sound.
Yeah, because we didn't know what was going on. It's like, uh-oh. Well, we don't need no stinking spells.
Well, and this is where the warlock really got to shine, because I love Eldritch Blast. I mean, yes, you're a warlock, that's your thing. Yeah. And I have Repelling Blast stacked on top of Eldritch Blast, which knocks you back 10 feet.
Right.
The hag just happened to be standing in front of the window. Boom, boom, two hits out the window she goes. So yes. She drops 10 feet. So she's laying prone on the ground. So Terrence, being the last one going up, he goes back down to attack. And
mind you, Terrence being the dwarven cleric that cannot heal. just keep that in mind.
Our bard heals more than our cleric. Yes, he does. It's weird.
But the cleric drinks a lot of beer.
He does.
So
as she's laying prone, Meatball goes to attack her. And I can't remember. Did he miss on the first one or something?
Yeah, something like that.
But anyway,
there's so much going on.
Back to the third floor.
Yes, back to the third floor.
So the fight is going on. And the hags get surprised round and then go to attack, and they can't do anything against the three heroes. We'll say that loosely.
Yeah, air quotes.
Brian's like, wait a minute. With my strength, he said, I could just like grab her and throw her out the window. So that's what he does.
Yes.
And it's not like just chucks her out the window.
He aims her.
He aims at the one that is laying on the ground.
Yes, yes. Post touchdown, spiked her.
Yes. Now, mind you, silence is still going. She tried to counterspell
that's
it.
That's right.
And Jason put it back up.
Yeah.
So everything is still. So nobody can hear anything.
No.
Especially the people, because Jason centered it where it would get both levels.
Right.
And the people on the ground have no idea what's coming. So the hag gets up, and about that time she gets nailed by the incoming hag from the third floor. And Brian just goes, wait a minute, I'm 1,500 pounds. What if I just jump on him?
Yep.
So he like macho man elbows.
From the third floor.
As a brown bear, a brown werebear.
Yes.
And so we were trying to calculate fall damage on this. Needless to say, it did not turn out well for the hags.
It was a lot. So imagine this. One hag gets up all disheveled.
What?
And then Terrence is standing right in front of her. And the other one comes flying down through the sphere of silence, out of the sphere of silence, and goes, ah, splat.
And then a giant bear falls on top of him.
Covered in blood and guts. And Terrence is standing there going, what the hell just happened?
And then Meat Shield Jay ends up finishing off the other one.
Well, I attempted to do the same thing. And she freaking ninja'd away from me because I couldn't grab a hold of her. So I was like, if he could do it, I can do it. And it didn't work out.
And then Michelle J shoots her in the back and she tries to jump out the window.
Yes.
But Scotty was just like.
And she fell out the window too, though, after he shot her.
Yes. But it wasn't as dramatic as.
No,
as
but it was a calamity for sure.
But the whole time, Scott's just like. Y'all are crazy.
I can't believe these guys.
I mean, he's trying to figure out what to do, but it actually worked. So,
but this is like, because when Brian's bear jumped out and killed them both by gravity.
Yes.
This is like the fourth kill via gravity for Brian's
Something
guy.
Along those lines, yes.
Yes. Via bear gravity or werebear gravity, one or the other.
Gravity is a law and you have to
obey. That's true. That's true. But I'm saying, I think that's four confirmed kills via gravity.
Yes.
For Brian. I think that's more kills than he's had with his weapons.
I don't even know if he uses a weapon anymore.
I don't think he does. It's all.
I mean, his weapon is literally, I have the deed to this place.
It's all, yes. So he's trying to lease, sublease and. He's definitely a slumlord.
But D&D was very interesting that night.
That was fun.
I mean, everyone at the table, except for Scott, I believe laughed until they physically hurt.
Yes, that was a very entertaining.
So if you really want to mess with your DM.
Use gravity. Because that's a thing.
We did find out that you can do a max of 20d6. Yes. So we figured, okay, what's the damage of...
Dude, I punched that in there and because I did the roll because I had it ready, and I did the roll on D&D Beyond, and it like almost froze my computer up.
It's just like,
So I'm using the metal dice on it, so it has that metallic sound, and it's like somebody grabbed a handful of spoons and just threw them across the table.
But it was one of those things. We found out that the max fall damage you can do is 20d6, but then we had to figure out, okay, you're falling from the third story, so that's 3d6, but you're being thrown, and then... And Brian did take fall damage. You know, he took the 3d6 of falling on top of them, but it was so worth it.
So worth it, man. Ridiculously worth it.
Well, it was... How do you plan a session around something like that?
And see, I DM'd our last campaign, and I knew going in, I'm like, there is no freaking way. There's no way to know what these guys are going to do. You got to be very flexible and fast and loose with the rules a little bit.
Well, sometimes, when
playing with our party, because it's
we operate on the rule of cool.
Yeah,
there's times that things have happened just because that's cool. Let's just let it happen.
It's
see what
fantasy
happens.
Role playing. Let it be.
But I can honestly say this is the first time I've ever seen a 1,500 pound grizzly bear,
werebear at that time,
werebear. Jump out of the third story of a building
and crush two hags.
And in
Toyman Terrence's dwarven cleric standing right there, so close that he got splatter, now has post-traumatic stress disorder. So he'll be drinking it more than usual.
Well, I just love the fact that he tried to lay on hands, you know, but to do damage because his cleric
doesn't heal. He's very opposed to healing. Leave it to our party to have something like that.
Well, his whole build for the cleric was he wanted fireball.
Yeah, as a cleric.
As a cleric.
Why didn't you just pick a mage? No, I want to be a cleric.
He wants to play, yeah. And so he found a way to do it. And I'm like, I can cast that now too, so.
Yes. So that's cool. Don't burn me. I
make no guarantees.
No.
Payback time, Chad.
I don't
payback
care time. How the size of the room. I said cast fireball, damn it.
It's like, I don't like none of these guys. Kill them all.
Kill them all.
But yeah, so D&D night was, one, we needed it.
It had been a long time.
Yeah. Hadn't played in a long time. But two, it was just the hilarity of what crazy thing can we do next?
Yep. You know, another thing is, watch the Super Bowl. Well, I fully admit I slept through probably half a quarter. I was tired.
I saw two series. So
I watched it, but not talking about the game, but there was a couple things came out of that I thought was cool. The one thing in particular from it was the new Deadpool trailer for Deadpool 3 with Wolverine.
Yes.
I thought it was pretty funny. The trailer looked really funny. I'm excited to see it. And here goes Wes's rant about it's not the real Deadpool. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not even going to go there.
You know you want to.
I mean, at this point, I don't think people realize anymore that that's not how Deadpool was originally written.
So. I knew he'd do it. Anyway, what's your other comment about the Deadpool trailer? Did you get to see it, or did you watch it later?
I watched it. I got to watch it later. But just the fact that they're kind of going back to like the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. model,
okay,
where the TV shows are tying in to the movies.
They got to do something
and all that. Yeah. I will say this: if you were going to use someone to do the whole TVA. Time hopping thing. Deadpool is a good one because he has done stuff like that in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's going to be a time hopping.
I think it should be entertaining.
Dick jokes,
of course.
You know, but it's going to be interesting to see what they do as far as the references. Especially to Disney, because there was a couple in the trailer.
Oh, he was hammered.
And so,
which I thought was great.
And apparently Ryan Reynolds and Disney are not BFFs.
But the mouse is BFF with the dollar.
Yes, very much so.
So if it makes sense.
So it's going to be interesting to see how much they get away with in the actual movie.
I'm very eager
because
to.
I know there's like they're slapping Deadpool on the butt, and one of them is the Mickey Mouse hand. You know, yes, the big glove hand.
But what's interesting is he even mentions about the MCU.
Yes.
In the thing. And then this is tying in with the TVA and stuff like that. So it is part of the universe, I guess.
Yes. It's the rated R part of the universe.
He's in, which is cool because it seemed like the other movies, unless I'm mistaken, the other movies were sort of kind of not part of the MCU per se. But
which ones are you talking about?
I mean,
about?
The Deadpool 1 and 2.
Oh.
I mean, I guess they were. But, you know, they had Colossus.
I think it was one of those things where who had rights to what.
Right.
It's kind of like Sony and Spider-Man.
But this is in.
But this is actually in.
Which I think is going to be
which would be hilarious if Colossus is not in it just because, you know, they did that. But I just wish they'd quit calling it the 616 because it's not the 616. Yeah, but
here we go.
Yeah, I'm gonna behave.
I'm looking forward to it. But talking about Wolverine being in it,
suit looks good.
Yeah, it does. Did you see the X-Men trailer
for 97?
Yes,
I have.
It brings me back. A little bit.
It does.
Yeah. And I'm pumped about it. Michelle J sent it to me. That was a cartoon that he and I watched together when he was young. You know, well, we were young too, but
In high school.
Yeah, we were in high school when he was little, and that was one of the things that we watched together every Saturday morning at our childhood home. Was that, you know, in Batman the Animated Series, and Spider-Man. But so that's cool. Now is that a film or is that a series coming out?
That is a series.
Series coming out on Disney Plus, right?
Yeah, that's supposed to be. Picking up,
right?
Yeah, where the original one ended. I know they've changed some things. There's going to be, because I really don't want to go down this hole. seriously, I really don't want to go down this hole. But I know there's some things they've changed with Morph. Stop it.
He's going down the rabbit hole.
Nope.
The red pill.
Not gonna do it.
You stay in Wonderland.
Not gonna do it.
And I show you how deep the red
Nope. Not gonna do it. Stop it. But I mean there's some things they changed with Morph. And I'm just gonna leave it at that.
But it looks cool, man.
It looks cool. It's gonna be entertaining. I know they brought back I think almost all the voice actors from the original.
Yeah.
I know one lady said, she goes, I'm not Asian, so I shouldn't be able to do Jubilee. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, whatever.
But,
you know, Uncle Phil did the voice for Shredder.
I mean, whatever, right?
Okay, but whatever. So there's going to be some modern sensibilities in it, so that's why.
I think it's going to be entertaining, as long as they keep it, even, you know, sort of remotely to the original. I think it is going to be fun to watch.
Well, just the fact that it was our X-Men.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, I'd say that. Yeah,
which I really wish that they had been able to do more with Pride of the X-Men instead of just doing a one shot. Mm-hmm. And actually made a series out of that, because those are really well done, other than Australian Wolverine.
It's a little weird.
Why they gave him an Australian accent, I don't know. But
yeah.
But I believe that's about the only voice actor that didn't come back for this one.
Well, I think it's going to be good. I do. And there's some other stuff coming. And it's hard to tell, like, if you're flipping through TikTok or whatever, and you come across like some trailers that the technology is so good, it takes a couple minutes to figure out it's a fan made trailer. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, and I don't know if you've seen this or not, but when they released the X-Men series in Japan did their own opening, and it's an anime style opening.
Oh yeah,
you know, with like anime art style. It is phenomenal.
That's cool.
And then it goes, it switches. So I'm sure people were confused, like, what?
Why is it? Yeah, it's not the same.
It doesn't look the same.
But I've seen stuff like from.
So
like,
I really wish we would get.
Yeah, that'd be, yes.
This show in that style. That style
would be neat.
I think it would be cool.
So you got like Skeleton Crew. I've seen some stuff on it. I don't know if it's if the trailer stuff I've seen is legit or not. So you got that coming.
The fan-made stuff is actually better. Yeah,
it's pretty cool. You got that. You got that coming. Bad Batch. The new Bad Batch season's coming out.
I've not caught up on it.
You got it. It's so good.
There's so much stuff I'm behind on.
But it's good. It's good.
But someone this was a fan theory that somebody had made was, you know, the whole Order 66 and everything. And it was like, what if, like, Rex met Darth Vader, but he didn't know that Darth Vader was Anakin?
Oh,
Vader knew Rex. And there was a fan theory where Vader is supposed to be the one that kills the Bad Batch.
Ooh.
That's a fan theory I've heard. I don't know. So I'm going to throw that out there. Just, you know, stir the pot. But it's like, that's what takes out the Bad Batch is it's Vader. But he meets Rex.
I am altering the deal.
Yeah.
But Rex doesn't know.
Doesn't know. Yeah.
And so it's one of those moments where it's like.
Pretty cool.
You know. So.
That's pretty cool.
But that's a fan theory that's gone out there. And like I said, the fan stuff.
Yeah, so
is amazing. You're like, is this legit? Is this, you know, what is this? So
there's some stuff coming out, but I'm not versed on exactly what is coming out this year. But there's some neat side. I mean, I am looking forward to Bad Batch, the new season of Bad Batch, and you got to catch up on that because it is really, really. Well, cool.
I was trying to go through the Clone Wars. There's just so much of it.
Well, I know there's some sites out there that'll tell you, like, the essential episodes.
But it's like, I've seen that, where it's like, you need to watch this one, yeah. Skip to this.
Yeah, which is one way of doing it, because it is a longer series, but it's a good series. So,
well, I mean, it, you know, like, what's messed us up recording the last few weeks, you know, adulting and things of that nature has stalled me out on getting caught up on everything, because I didn't follow it as it was coming out. So
yeah, I didn't. I'm way behind. I watched some of it. And there was a few seasons I have not watched, but I watched like the last season of it that they put on Disney Plus.
I think that's the one everybody says to watch, isn't it?
I mean, it is a good one to kind of close out Clone Wars and open up the connection between it and the rest of the Star Wars universe. It is a good one, and it deals a lot with Ahsoka and stuff. So it's good. I liked it, and in Bad Batch is like the best Clone Wars stuff I've seen since the Clone Wars stuff. You know, it's really good, and I like it a lot.
I was about to say, Kaylee has really gotten into Star Wars.
That's what you were saying.
As of late, we tried The Mandalorian, and up until Grogu shows up, you know, she was kind of like,
"Yeah,
this is." I mean, I'm like, "It's a slow Western burn. Go with it." Yeah, So I've been debating whether or not to try to get them into like the animated stuff and go through like with them that way.
Yeah, they'd probably like it.
But she was tickled for Valentine's. Mommy had found her a set of pajamas that had Grogu on it.
Nice.
And she kept saying, "Look at my Baby Yoda pajamas." And I'm like, "Grogu, Baby Yoda. I know, but I don't care. It's Baby Yoda." I'm like, the sass is strong with this one. Yes. But I was going to work the other morning, and I was going in a little bit later because I had some stuff to do, and they had left for school, and she had wrote on the frost in the window, "May the Force be with you."
Oh, that's wicked cool. So, there you go.
Isabel's still Harry Potter. I can't get her fully into Star Wars. She likes Harry Potter better.
Right.
So maybe she'll be my little D&D nerd. I don't know. We've not got to that point yet. They've been curious about it. So Kaylee actually asked one time. She said, "Can I play your game?"
Yeah.
D&D.
Yeah.
Because she's wanting to come over.
Yeah.
She's like, "Well, even if I don't play, Chad's got cats, and I can see the cats." And then she really got excited when I said, well, Chad's got a dog now, too. And she's
no.
Because she loves dogs. So they've been wanting to come play D&D just to see your pets.
Yeah.
But hopefully, you know.
You'll get them into
it. At least get one of them into.
You can run a little game for them at home. You could do that. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Because we talked a little bit about that last time.
So
that was Star Wars we were talking about last time. But this past weekend, I went to Cleveland, Tennessee, and played in a little Legion tournament down there.
How'd that go for you?
I came in second. I lost to Ryan from Stabcast.
Ryan!
Yeah, man. Well, we're even now on on our back and forth, you know. But I misplayed my first turn. The list I'm using is completely oppressive, 100% aggressive, and has no finesse, which he actually mentioned it on this episode of the Stabcast saying that he said, I mean, no disrespect, but there's no finesse in this list Chad's running right now, and that's a fact, and it's intended to be that way. And I decided to move most of my units from one side of this building to another before pushing forward, and I'm pretty sure that cost me the game because the game type we were running, I knew he was going to get probably all the objective points. I needed to kill everything, which I had done two times the other two games. I knocked almost everything in the last two games of that tournament. And I just wasn't able to do it in time, so he beat me. But that was fine. You know, that was fine. It's just, you know, I learned from those defeats.
Yes.
And then I had another defeat of the same list this past Wednesday. One of the newer players, Emily, beat me barely. I made some mistakes on that one, too, so I've learned from that. And I'm taking this same list to the Cherokee Open, the major tournament in North Carolina next weekend, because I'm going to have fun with it. It's not a all-encompassing, all-comers kind of list. It is very much hammered to the face, and he's absolutely right, no finesse. It is almost a one-trick pony, but that one-trick pony is oppressive accuracy through volume. Is what that is. And it's led by Emperor Palpatine himself.
In his little chair.
And
Chad's shown me that he's literally sitting in a little chair.
Yep, he's in my bag right now. So I'm excited about that. Me and Michelle J are riding up there together.
Now, is this got like a world invite?
No, this one does not, because Worlds is like the next weekend or the weekend after that.
Oh, okay.
But this is a major. I performed extremely poorly last year. I'm hoping to do better this year, obviously. So I'm excited about it. It's going to be fun. So we're working on that. And another little Legion thing is Alan, dadgummit Alan, has become an insane painter and a really good player. But I talked about his saber tank that he did, which was phenomenal. And he sent me pictures of his freaking Imperial Gav occupier tank, and it's dadgum phenomenal. He's getting really freaking good. So I got to step up my game. And I told him that yesterday. I was like, dude, I need lessons, because I thought I did good, and he's doing really, really good. So that's pretty awesome. Another shout out to him, because we've got some really talented people in the community around here, and I thought that was pretty cool. So, but that's the thing there with the Legion stuff. Michel J has turned to the dark side and started playing some Empire.
Oh, has he?
Yeah. He has, so he's enjoying that. So it's a fun time with that. But yeah, I got to give a little update on that and talk about my two L's that I took. I hadn't been beat. That list hadn't been beat in like seven or eight games. That's not too many. But then I took those two, but they were close. So I was like, okay, nah, I think I know what I've done wrong here, and make some adjustments. So anyway, you got to learn from your mistakes, Wes.
Well, when I make one, I'll learn from it.
Oh, geez, God. Okay, well, we've gone there. We've gone there, but, you know. That's fun, as it always is. But I know we got some guests coming up on future episodes, so that's going to be exciting.
Yes, we do.
We got some of that stuff going on. So we're going to have, some different stuff happening, so we're excited. So, you know. Wes paint some stuff, build some stuff. We'll have a good time.
I'm working on it.
Come back and see us. It's the old bald man Chad with Redneck Wes.
Yeehaw.
Hey, everybody. We're super excited that we now have our variant cover of Rich Davis's issue one of Prometheus in Chains. It's an exclusive cover. Only 100 issues available. We have those for sale. They're going to go fast, so if you want one, reach out to us. You can send us a payment of $20 to our PayPal, which is nerdyoldmenpodcast@gmail.com. That's nerdyoldmenpodcast@gmail.com.